The title of this evening's message is Peace in the Storm, and it's taken from Psalm 29, and we'll begin by reading Psalm 29, verses 10 through 11. The Bible says, "The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace." Psalm 29 was written by King David. A psalm was a type of a song used for worship in ancient Israel. David was a man who had many struggles in life. He faced many trials and many heartaches. Someone has said that life is a lot like standing in line, waiting your turn. You're either about to go through a storm, you're in a storm, or you're coming out of a storm. David wrote Psalm 29 about a storm in Israel. He shows us that the Lord Jesus Christ is in control of the storm and how he will give peace to his people in the middle of it. The first thing we're going to see is that God is ready to help you turn to him. Psalm 29 verses 1 through 2, the Word of God says, "Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and peace," or glory and strength. "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." In verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 29, David urges the mighty to give unto the Lord glory and strength. Many people think that they're mighty until the storm comes. They are self-confident. They trust in themselves until the rain begins to fall and the thunder begins to sound. Oftentimes, we want to handle the problems of life ourselves. We go along in life and problems begin to arise, and we do not seek God until we're in some real trouble. If you're listening to this today, and you're weighed down by problems, you need to realize that there's a God in heaven who is stronger and mightier than you, who loves you, and stands ready to help you. Going through a storm should cause us to realize who we are and who God is. God is in control of the storm. We feel helpless because we have no control over the situation. A family member has become terminally ill, and we don't know what to do. The doctor has said there's no hope. Someone whom we love has died, and we miss them so much, and we don't know how we'll cope without them. Life has become confusing and complicated, and we don't know where to turn. And that's when we need to turn to Jesus Christ. In the midst of your personal storm, he's there. He is ready to strengthen you and to help you. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. The second thing we'll see is God's power in the storm. The Word of God goes on to say, "The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Sirion like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calf, and discovereth the forest. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory." And that's Psalm 29, verses 3 through 9. So the Bible pictures God is in control of the thunderstorm. The storm shows power. I read this psalm in an airport in South America many years ago. I was moving to a city in southern Peru for some training in the ministry because I believed that that's what God wanted. But I did not really want to go. I mean, I was happy living around my friends and family in the USA. But God used this psalm to help calm my fears and give me confidence that I was on the right path. He can calm your fears too. Whatever trouble you're going through, Jesus Christ is there. He is all-powerful, and He will walk with you in the storm, guiding you through the tossing waves, the flashing lightning, and the roaring thunder until you make it safely home. Now the next thing we're going to notice is that God gives us strength to go through storms. We will all go through things in life that we don't want to go through. God does not always deliver us from those things. Sometimes He gives us strength to go through them. As I mentioned last week, several years ago my mother became sick. She was diagnosed with a terminal illness, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. And gradually she grew weaker and weaker. She had always had a beautiful voice. In fact, she was in charge of the music program for the city schools here in Dalton. As the disease progressed, she grew to where she could no longer talk plainly. In the end, she couldn't speak at all. She lay in a hospital bed for 6 months and couldn't get out of the bed, couldn't breathe or eat on her own. She had to be attached to a ventilator to give her air. After about a year of going through this disease, Mom died. And I can tell you that God gave me strength to go through that storm. I was able to stand up and preach her funeral service. And that was just God's grace and God's strength. The Lord Jesus Christ will give you that kind of strength when you depend on Him and not on yourself. God gave my mother strength too. I remember when she was lying in the hospital bed and we played some Christian music from my college choir. She had a look of joy and peace on her face as they sang about Jesus. God gave her peace in the midst of the storm. I know a man whose wife had a disease that bound her to a wheelchair and caused her speech to be slurred. She had children and she had not been able to help raise them for many years. Her husband had to do that. Yet those that knew her said that God gave her such inner strength and such wonderful times of prayer. Perhaps she was closer to Jesus than most of us ever will be on this earth. It's interesting that some of the greatest hymns in our hymn books used by Christians all around the world were written by Fanny Crosby, who lost her vision when she was an infant. She developed an eye infection, and the man who treated her used hot mustard for medication. For the rest of her life, she never saw a sunrise or a sunset. She never knew what it was to look upon the beautiful green fields or the blue sky. She never saw the vast oceans or mountains stretching across the landscape. She wrote, "If perfect earthly sight were offered me tomorrow, I would not accept it. I might not have sung hymns to the praise of God if I had been distracted by the beautiful and interesting things about me." God gave Fanny Crosby strength to go through the storm, and she used that strength to be a blessing to multitudes. Now the next point we want to look at is look away from yourself and look to Jesus Christ. You know, if we look to ourselves, we won't be able to survive the storm. Only when we look away from ourselves and our own strength and see the Lord Jesus Christ high and lifted up and in control of the storm can we have God's peace. Whoever you are, whatever storm you're going through, God is bigger than your storm. And He can give you strength and peace to go through it. Are you a single parent struggling to bring up your children by yourself? Are you a young person not knowing what to do about a situation that you're facing? Are you an elderly person feeling alone and afraid? God is there. The Bible says, "The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength to His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace." God sits upon the flood. Let the storms come. Let the flood rage all around us. The Lord Jesus Christ is King forever. He can calm the storm and give you calm in the storm. Only a God who became a man could fully understand what man goes through. I'm so glad that 2,000 years ago, God did become a man. The Lord Jesus Christ clothed himself in human flesh and came to live among us. He died a cruel death on the cross to pay the penalty for the sins of every human being. He was buried in a borrowed tomb, and 3 days later, he arose from the dead. He is living today, and he understands what we're going through. He's been there. All our heartaches, all our tears and pain, he has taken upon himself. When we trust in him to be our own personal Savior, the peace that only God can give is available to us as we walk through the storms of life. So in summary, God is in control. You can trust him during the storm. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for these thy people. I thank you for the work you're doing in our lives during this time of isolation. I do pray that you would comfort us. I pray you give us peace in the storm. I thank you for this wonderful psalm and for the lessons that we've learned from it about you. And we just pray that we would look to you and trust you as you sovereignly control these storms in our life and give us peace in the midst of the storm. I pray if anyone listening today is not saved, that they would turn to Jesus Christ today and be born again. Trust him as their Savior and be saved. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name above every name. Amen. Well, thank you for listening today, and I hope you have a great week. If you've made a decision through listening to this message, please send us a note. You can write to us on Facebook or on YouTube, or you can call my cell phone. It's on the church website, or you can send us an email, which is also on the church website. And just let us know that you've made a decision through listening to this, and we would be glad to hear from you. And excited to hear from you. And I hope y'all have a good week, and we will see you on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. God bless you.